This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, fasten your seatbelts. This is not for the faint of heart. Kol Zohar Legul Galoisam, Sefer Bamidbar, Parshas Bamidbar, Parak Aleph, Pasuk Beis, Kol Zohar Legul Galoisam, that Rizal reveals in the Shar HaGulgulim, only a man is judged in with a Gilgul, a woman has no takana with a Gilgul. Okay, that's the revelation of the Ari, that a man can be rectified al yidei Gilgul, not so a Nekeva. The remez to this is Kol Zohar Legul Galoisam, a Zohar for a Gilgul. Now, at what time of the year do Gilgulim have tikkunim between Pesach and Shavuos? That is the Zman of the Omer. That's why it says Omer Lagul Goyles. The time of the Omer is a tikkun for Gilgulim. Through the Sfira, we're masakin the Gilgulim, and therefore, women are pater from the mitzvah of Sfira Omer. Why are women pater? The Kabbalistic reason is because the purpose of Omer is to be masakin Gilgulim. Women are not bechlal Gilgul. Now this is the ois, says the Ari. Any mitzvah that you have to stand to be mekayim is a chiv only on males, because males come from what is called olam ha'amida. Women come from what is called olam ha'yeshiva. The following mitzvahs you need to perform by standing, and women are pater. Omer, tzitzis, tefillin. The remez is atzas. Omer, tzitzis, tefillin. Hashem, the mitzvahs of from Hashem of Omer, Tzitzis, and Tefillin, Hisakum, these are mitzvahs you need to stand for. Wishing everyone a good tevach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.